There's been this kind of slow, steady deterioration of relations between Canada and the United States.
And what a week has gone by in bilateral relations.
This guy's a loser. He's going to be a loser.
Changing the name of Lake Ontario, effective immediately, to Lake America.
I don't feel that he is the right person for the job as far as president goes.
It's disappointing, actually, you know, because it didn't used to be that way. It's changed.
Well, we've had tough times with the United States before. Obviously, they have invaded us twice, but we're talking, you know, over 200 years in the past.
So we're not at that. But as with so much in life and politics, history can tend to repeat itself.
Probably the best example would be in 1890 when the McKinley tariffs came in. So these were as high as 50%. So very similar to what we're seeing now, because they wanted to annex Canada and make it the 45th state.
Those tariffs sent prices sky high in the States, while Canada sought other trading partners. Then U.S. tariffs happened again in 1930, and they worsened the effects of the Great Depression for both sides.
So it wasn't a great strategy.
Fast forward more than 50 years.
I was a part of the negotiating team in the original Canada-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. And when we walked then as a result of and put tariffs as a result of American action, I thought we were done.
Leaders of the two nations haven't always been friendly.
John Diefenbaker and John F. Kennedy absolutely hated each other. And the same with Lester B. Pearson and Lyndon Johnson.
Johnson famously grabbed Pearson by the collar and yelled at him for not supporting the war in Vietnam.
You know, there was a lot of anti-American sentiment, for instance, in Canada during the George W. Bush administration. At the time, people said, you know, the Canada-US relationship is in, you know, disrepair.
Tension largely sparked after Canada declined to enter the Iraq War.
We have fond views of Americans. We also sometimes have negative views of Americans.
It's a relationship in a continuous state of flux. The country is interconnected in many ways.
And happiness today is with the administration of the United States, not with the American people.
We've always been able to get through things because Canadians are resilient.
Lessons from a long history between two neighbors.